And last year saw the commencement of Southern Launch operations at Whalers Way, and I thought pretty good time to catch up with the CEO of Southern Launch, Lloyd Damp. Lloyd, good morning.
Morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Last year, bit of talk about Southern Launch losing the rocket. Was the mission a bit of a failure on that basis, or was it a success for other reasons?
Oh, mate, it was an absolute success. This was the first time space launch attempt has been done from Whalers Way. First time we'd deployed the range, we'd brought a rocket on site. And even though the outcome wasn't what we'd hoped, it was a great opportunity to test out emergency responses, understand how the space agency works in these situations. And the lessons that we've learned from the loss of the rocket, we're able to apply to future launches from the site. So a very good outcome for everyone involved.
Speaking this morning with the CEO of Southern Launch, Lloyd Damp, about the Eyre Peninsula Whalers Way rocket launches last year. And Lloyd, those lessons that you've learned, what are those lessons mainly focused on? Health and safety, or are they technical lessons?
Yes, a bit of both, actually. The primary ones for us was how we describe safety, how we inform people in the area where different exclusion zones are. So, for example, there's a lot of people believing that Fisheries Bay itself was to be closed. And we try to say to people, no, Fisheries Bay is open and will stay open. And so people can go onto our website and trying to put information out via social medias and other community groups to get that information out to the right people. From those types of things, we learned a lot and what different people look to get their information. From a technical perspective, we learned a lot about how to set up a rocket launch range down at Whalers Way and how to do that as quick and efficiently as possible. So very, very interesting activity. And also that rocket launches from the site, and this is very importantly, but rocket launches from the site, even if we lose the rocket, and that can and does happen in a very safe manner.
So will there be any practical changes that can be seen or observed by EP residents when it does come to safety the next time you do decide to launch?
So what we'll be doing is probably putting up signs out towards Fisheries Bay to say that Fisheries Bay itself isn't closed, so people have that actual piece of visual information in front of them. But for the most part, there won't be any major changes to what anybody from the outside will see. Still a couple of shipping containers and a rocket sitting on little pad one.
Speaking with the CEO of Southern Launch, Lloyd Damp. And Lloyd, when do you anticipate that pad one might be used again?
Yes, so we are going through re-licensing of the pad with the Australian Space Agency and working with the Australian Space Agency and our customer, AT Space, to get the next round of launch permits in hand. As we've said in the past, this is a very long and complex process to always demonstrate to all regulators that all of our launch activities will be done in a very safe manner. So our hope is that in the next couple of months, we will get all approvals in hand, and then we'll be heading out to range to do another two launches.
Very much looking forward to that, and hopefully the outcome of the launches can be much more positive on the technical side of things as much as it is on the health and safety aspects. Lloyd Damp, the CEO of Southern Launch, thank you very much for joining us.
No, much appreciated, Keith.